Always. You always have a result. Let me show you what this looks like on a date, okay? Let's say the hunter has picked up the gatherer to take her out to dinner. The first result he has to produce is getting her to the restaurant. And he is totally focused on getting her to the restaurant. He's got to get to the restaurant, he's got to get through traffic, he's got to get a parking place, then he's got to get a table, then he's got to get drinks ordered or food ordered. If he's hungry, that becomes magnified. But he's very focused, just this result, this result, this result, this result. Now, the gatherer, meanwhile, okay, the gatherer, meanwhile, what she's trying to do is to establish connection. And she's trying to establish connections by finding out if you enjoy the same things or notice the same things or appreciate the same things and trying to draw you out. And she's trying to gather information about you. You know, so you're single focused trying to, okay, get to the restaurant, get to the restaurant, get to the restaurant, get to the restaurant, right? And she's going, oh, look, there's the so-and-so hotel. I've been there before. Have you ever been there before? What hotel? What? Huh? What? And this keeps happening, right? She keeps throwing these things out there, trying to make a connection. And you're getting to the restaurant, getting to the restaurant, getting to the restaurant, right? And then you get to the restaurant, and she's thinking, okay, well, maybe he was quiet because he was driving. Have you ever been to this restaurant before? Yeah. Hostess. Just trying to get a table. And she's trying to connect. Can you see it? This whole process happens every time there's something else that needs to get done. Every time, you know, if there's dessert to be ordered or another bottle of wine to be gotten or, heaven help you, a change of location. It starts all over with a change of location. And after he ate and he, you know, and there was nothing to produce for a while, and so he's just enjoying your company and listening to you talk and answering your questions, and you're thinking, this is going really good. And then you decide to take a walk on the beach. And between the restaurant and the beach, you're like, he disappeared. He just disappeared. It was going really good. We're really connected. And then he just tuned out. Anybody, this happened to you? Yeah. This happened to you. Great. This happened to you. See, I want to tell you something that I told my daughter a year ago when she was 10 and she had a boyfriend. And she was going to go be somewhere with her boyfriend. And you know, when you're 10 and you have a boyfriend, what that means is that you tell your best friend to tell his best friend something to tell him. You know, that's how it works. You never talk. You never, ever, like, interact one-on-one. No. You know, so she would tell Chelsea, and Chelsea would tell Derek, and then Derek would tell Justin, and that's how everything got communicated. That's how presents got exchanged, you know. Everything went that way. And now Claire was confronted because she was actually going to be somewhere with Justin. And she goes, Mom, I'm so nervous. What am I going to talk about? I said, Claire, I'll tell you a secret about men and boys. What? If you just stand there or sit there and you're happy, he doesn't care if you say anything. Right, guys? If you're just getting her to the restaurant and she just sat there and smiled and you could just tell she was happy and said nothing, that would be fine, wouldn't it? Yes. Okay, now tell me the truth. That would be preferable, right? Yes? That would be preferable. Just sit over there, be happy, enjoy the view, enjoy the music, let me get us there,